Blog Talk Radio.
All right, greetings. Welcome to the Legacy of a Nation, the Reacquaintance Program. Well, I'm standing outside my store. I'm standing outside the studio waiting for the people to get here. Program scheduled to start at 9:30. Here we are. The president of UNIA, Inc. will be with me shortly. And I will begin to talk about the subject matters that we will cover. Of course, you know, we cover what? Everything. But as black people here in America, we need to cover everything. We've been traumatized so much that we really don't know how much. We're in so much trouble that we often just say, we're fine. I'm good. And tell me something. The murder rate's so high. And that's the internal murder rate. Not external, but internal. The system has made it so that we pick up their arms, their ammunition, and use it against ourselves. Okay, some of you saying what system? The system of racism, white system that has been in place for the past 200 years. 1850 was when it took complete hold. Especially over Africa. They took control of the media. They took control of the schools and all items that we use for information, meaning the radio, the television, telephone, newspapers, magazines, billboards. I mean, you name it. What is it that they don't control that we do not follow? Why won't we follow ourselves? Why don't we know ourselves? And for those of you who need to use the word believe, why don't we believe in ourselves? Why don't we carry ourselves around as God? Because that's who we are. God and God. Now, here's a young man walking up the street, looking around. Let's see if he knows what's going on. Let's ask him how's he doing. Let's ask him who he is, and let's see what the response will be. One moment while I walk over to this young man. Greetings. How you doing? How you doing?
Tired, but I'm ready to chat.
Right. Who are you?
Okay, that's a nice question.
Look, you see that? He don't know who he is. I asked him who he is. He said, oh, that's a nice question. See, he says he's a human being. Now, if he asks you the question, watch I respond. Ask me. Say, how you doing? Who are you?
How are you doing?
I'm God, having a human experience. Now, you see how fast that came? I don't even have to think about it. Because that's where we are. See, it takes time to develop yourself and bring yourself out of the traumatized state that we're in. How do I know we're traumatized? Well, look at what we do and look at how we do it. We buy clothes from anyone. It's up for ourselves. We buy food from anyone. It's up for ourselves. Jewelry from anyone. It's up for ourselves. We walk down the street singing, talking, loud talking. We forget about what's going on. And that's why I'm, outside the studio right now. I call the person who's supposed to be on point. He says, why you didn't call me earlier? Well, I had talked to him during the week. He said he was here every day. Then he shipped him and said, well, you know, I'm just doing this to accommodate you. All right. And I can accept that. And there it is. Well, young man, I see, where are we standing in front of? Is it called the Pharaoh on the Rise?
I believe it's just Pharaohs.
Is this called Pharaoh?
That's my knowledge. I mean, anything else that you discuss is what they discuss. But until then, I'm acknowledgeable of it.
Okay, well, he's like every black man, has no knowledge of anything in America. Well, isn't that something? Well, I know he reads books. Maybe. Let's find out. Do you read books? What books do you read in your spare time?
I read a lot of mysteries.
Okay, could you name one for us? Be more specific.
There's one called 2-Minute Mysteries. Got the author. It's a very good book. It's a really good book. Mysteries are not 2 minutes. They're like an hour long.
Really? So they have a book called 2 minutes, but it takes you an hour to read it? Well, that's interesting. We would say if something was supposed to take you 2 minutes and it took you an hour, would you say you're having a little bit of a challenge?
Not really. I mean, if it's a challenge, then that should have been like a day book. If it was a challenge.
Oh, it should have been a day book. Okay, all right. Because we're becoming reacquainted with the program, and I will be on next month continuous as I'm still reaching out to get your help. I need sponsorship. I need content. I'm in desperate need of hosts and hostess. I am looking for moral support. I'm looking for structural support for as God and Goddess to be on the rise. I'm looking for us to stand up, stand forward, and be present. Well, we're doing the best that we can. We've been on for 9 minutes. And those who are supposed to be in present are not. The next time that I come on, I will have the phone lines open. I will have my computer. And we will be able to dialogue as we used to. Let me tell you why. We were on a year and 1 month sabbatical. Well, my elder told me the devil that's in your house is the one that you let in. And lo and behold, was he so right? I invited the young people down to the UNIACL, and we had the groups in there. I won't name them. In a short period of time, they put on their attack. Hard to believe. Why must you destroy that which is not damaged just to do what it is that you think you should be doing? Why do you think that you need to move something out of the way so that you can receive credit for that which you do? I'm only doing the work. Only doing the work. So therefore, I will continue. I'm doing a raffle now, August 26th. It pays out $125, third prize. You can send to 2111 Tioga Street, that's West Tioga Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for your ticket. The ticket is only $1 and you do not have to be present. But you must fill out your ticket completely with all information so that you can win. So therefore, if you send your dollar, send all of your information so that your ticket can be filled out and mailed back to you. To win, should you win, you will be contacted and mail a postal money order. The money's guaranteed. The money's already put up in the safe, so therefore, it's no change. Hey, we didn't make enough money. Now, if I don't sell enough tickets, I'll postpone the raffle until the next quarter. So that would be September. The next drawing is November, the last Saturday in November. Now, that might be too close to Thanksgiving for some of you. I know a lot of you like the white holidays, and that's okay. I think it's a real good thing. You like eating tryptophan and going to sleep, looking at the football game, and drinking alcohol and poisoning your system, but that's okay. But that's what we do as black people in America. We don't want to feel the pain, so we try and escape. Let's look at this young man. He doesn't look like he's trying to escape too much. Do you do drugs, alcohol, or anything of that nature?
No, sir. I don't.
Yeah, speak up a little bit.
No, sir, I don't.
And that's wonderful. How many times do you walk up to a young person and, hey, they're not doing any substances? Wow. Amazing. Now, we have the proprietor who has just come up, and I think we'll ask him a couple of questions, but we're going to move back and stay away from him for a minute until he gets that door open. Because if I start messing with him before he gets the door up, he might go to my little juggernaut. Let me tell you something. For those of you who have a vivid imagination, you can see this store. You can feel this place. This is like a palace. It's like a palace. It is full, I mean full, of ancestral artifacts. Let's see if we can get the brother to say good morning. Can we get you to say good morning?
Good morning, family. How are you today?
Tell me, where are we right now?
You're at Pharaoh's.
Pharaoh's is not Pharaoh on the rise or nothing like that, right? It's just Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
Man, let me tell you something. It looks just like, hey, you could say it looks like a tomb if you've ever been in one. I mean, it's chock full of treasure. Artwork, artifacts. I mean, it has everything. It's unbelievable. Glassware, houseware, clothing. It's truly amazing. Let me see if we can talk to him. Well, he's really still really busy. He's unpacking some things. But let me tell you something. He did and helped one of the young people to the point of being, hey, let's say a superstar, because they won. They won first place out of a position of 3,000 people. 3,000 people. So can you imagine writing and being in an entrepreneurship program and winning? My brother, could you tell us how you encourage the young people to join into that?
Just get them to recognize their own strengths and capitalize off of themselves. Using their creative principle. Then giving them a platform to distribute and expose it to the community. That's my introduction.
Well, let me say that he has been in so good for quite some time. He's been an entrepreneur for quite some time. He has a CD out. I worked with that already. Yes. He has a CD out. He has several businesses. He does everything from landscaping to tailoring, artwork. He makes custom hats. They're called Skillionaires. Hey, could you pronounce that for me, please?
It's the Skillionaire. And the crown symbol of unlimited skill.
And let me tell you something. These hats, these crowns, are magnificent. And they're worn all over the country. People come in from California, New York, so that's the East Coast, West Coast, and they look like a million when they wear them. You have Pan Africa, you have Black Spirit, many, many people are wearing these. Now, if we can catch him, he has one-of-a-kind artwork. He has an umbrella that has been signed by many artists right here in Philadelphia. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And he also has chairs and tables. He once did a program at the, what is that called over at Temple University when they have the artists that come in?
There's so many things. Not the Michael Kors program.
No, it's the October Gallery.
Oh, October Gallery, yeah, at the Leopold Center.
At the Leopold Center. Tell us how you became a smash hit and people were hating on you. Could you give us that just a little bit, please?
Well, I sponsored one of their premier artists, and I put him up, gave him a place to stay, bought him a whole lot of material to work with, and we got prepared for that season's October Gallery. And we set up, and we was a smash hit, you know. Just out of, we used all kinds of things to paint on, boards, pieces of trees, and just odd things. And the oddities sold. It was the hit of the show that year.
So in other words, you use your black creativity, that creativity for those who want to speak English. And, my goodness, the statues that you have in here, the artwork, I mean, this, could you give us a quick overview of
Pharaohs? Coming soon, we will have a preliminary opening on the 1st of August. Then we will have a grand opening on the 1st of September. But what we will carry, we're in art collectibles, unique collectibles, and thrift. We make a lot of ones. We have a lot of craft persons affiliated with us.
Right. Let me ask this question, because I want to go in a little deep here. You've been in business like all your life. Your father is a businessman. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And because his store is called the Chair Doctor. Yes, you sick furniture and it comes out what? Like $1 million?
That's right. Chair Doctor. Yeah, my dad's upholstery shop is known throughout the country as well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, we're very fortunate. The president of UNI Inc. has walked in, and what we're going to do is walk over to him and just get a brief overview of what it is and how it is. And we're going to talk about how the Legacy of a Nation will take part in this particular, what do we want to call it, a new way of life, a way of life, a program. What? Just how do we want to describe that which we are doing, that which we need to do as a people?
Mr. President, could you, first of all, introduce yourself? Okay, Nkuma?
Why are you doing that for me, but I got into your listening audience. This is Akili Nkuma, president of the University of Negro Nkuma Association Corporation of New York, as well as Pennsylvania. Your question is, what are we doing? And I know I'm late and we have a little bit of time. The thrust is to take the concept and the beliefs and the teachings of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey and actualize them. See, a lot of folks think it's about the good feelings, and actually it's about putting in place the practical application of a philosophy that was based on race but also based on education and economic development. Here at Farrell's, where our home will be, is a place where we'll be able to nurture and to incubate those ideas. And since we are connected to such entrepreneurs, we'll be able to expand and build, because we have to be able to address the conditions of our people in such a way that we can bring about change. And change is first the change of the mind. And so, yes, we will actualize that philosophy. Garvey said we had to be able to provide the type of stimulus and the type of security and support for our folks. He said that we needed to be able to raise our race to another level. Okay, this is 2017. That philosophy has existed for over 100 years, but people have not tried to implement it in a practical application, which was to take the economical aspect of it, connect it to the political aspect of it, and move it forward with justice. Justice for us first as a people. And to have justice, we have to be just to each other. So you say, what do I call this? I call this putting into practical application the philosophy of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, which is A, to build businesses, to build the economic means in order to address the conditions of our people, and also to realize that we have to exist and coexist with other folks in the world.
Absolutely. Now, would it be accurate to say that Marcus Garvey aspired to build institutions of learning from schools to universities to institutions of real business?
Absolutely. If folks actually were to study Garvey and not just get caught up in the flamboyancy, because the flamboyancy was Garvey's way of appealing to the masses. Garvey's trip initially to the United States from Jamaica was because he needed to raise money to build an institution in Jamaica, which was to build a school. That was his mission. He also came to take a look at Tuskegee Institute here in America. What he realized is that he could continue to raise the money for that, but realized there were other ventures that were necessary at that particular time. And here we are today still needing ventures that are necessary, and yet we have some major black-owned businesses and corporations, but we have not built a corporation that's going to meet the needs of the masses yet.
Now, here's an economical question. What in America are the ninth largest nation in the world? Landless, we can say, but economically earning, but economically unempowered. How can you envision that?
Well, I don't have to envision that. That's the reality. We turn a dollar over in our community. You get paid and you spend a dollar in someone else's community. So a dollar turns over one time in the black community. I think it turns over two or three times in the Puerto Rican community, spends over five or six times in the Asian community, spends over in the white community 10 to 15 times. That's not economic power. You may have economic resources, but that's not power. When that dollar goes into your neighborhood and it spends over 10, 20, 100 times within your own community, then you have economic power. See, so if you measure us by our accomplishment economically with raising money and building and having money, you would lose the fact that we don't have the power because we don't control how that money functions within our own community.
Okay. Now, we're going to be dealing with progress, traumatized.
Trauma. We're going to be dealing with trauma.
Trauma.
as one program, and we're going to be doing some research and investigation for others. Probably also taught that when you see that there's needs for your people and you don't have the means on your own, that you utilize whatever means are out there. If it's government means, you utilize them. If it's grant means, you utilize them. See, we've had a tendency over the past 50 of the 100 years of his existence to think that when he said race first, he meant he was all by himself. We failed to really study Garvey and how he worked with entrepreneurs, how he worked with folks from other races, and we don't really listen to his speeches in context. We listen to his speeches in order to extract from them what we want them to say. So, yes, we're going to be dealing with trauma in America as throughout the world. The African race is traumatized. And not only is it traumatized, it has been caught up in a spell, and being in that spell, believing the spell, and believing a different reality than their own, which is why we're okay economically, but yet not powerful. It's why we're okay politically, but have no political power. It's why we're okay in creating institutions and other things, but have really no freedom. You see, too many Black men die at the hands of officers, and then on the other side, too many Black men die at the hands of Black men.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, how time flies. How time flies. So, today, we're just getting reacquainted with the Legacy of the Nation. We'll be doing advertisement, advertisement. We'll be covering major programs, major health to, should we call ourselves citizens? What should we call ourselves here in America today?
Residents.
Residents.
Legal. Reside here.
Yeah. There you are. There you are. Now, good people, we'll be looking for your responses in the way that you will participate with the Legacy of Nation. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you again in about a couple of weeks. Have a great day.
Okay.